It is time for another Classic Car Chat. Brandon Oswald is going to join me on this Classic Car Chat. Our Car Chat, as the series is, being brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley. And Brandon, we're going to talk trucks today.
Yeah, so I've always been fascinated with these Chevys, and I happened to come across this one from a guy in Wesley. He said, you know, he had too many cars, and he wasn't going to be able to get to this one, so I was able to pick it up off of him.
So tell us what year this is.
So I got a 1971 C20, and I do believe it's a custom. Going by what's in the glove box, it looks like whoever ordered this truck when it came from the manufacturer was going to use this as a camper to haul campers.
So it was going to be like a truck that they would take to the lake fishing and summer fun trips, things like that.
Yeah, correct.
So it looks pretty nice. Right now I'm looking at it and it's torn apart because you're doing some work on it. Seen pictures of it, what it's going to look like when it's done. So you're really doing a lot of work on this truck.
Yeah, of course, you know, with these older Chevys, the rocker panel's always rusted out. So I'm at that phase where I'm welding in the new rockers. And then once I get that done, it's just pretty much paint. You know, put it all back together and find someone to paint it.
And one nice thing about the GM vehicles in general, when you start a restoration like Brandon's doing on this, parts are pretty easy to find.
Yeah, so you know, you don't really have to go search a junkyard per se for these types. I mean, everything you can order off a LMC truck, or there's a numerous other distributors out there that you can find these. So luckily, you know, the inner fender or rocker panels that I'm doing, I could buy those for $25 a piece. They weren't real expensive at all.
How far are you going to take this truck? You were telling me about the bed. You're going to do some custom things with the actual pickup bed.
When I get it done, I'm going to leave it this, they call it a medium green. Some people call it like a turquoise. It did come with a wood bed in it. It was all rotted out, so I've taken that out. And I'm actually going to put in a bowling alley lane. So I've got a wood lane out of an old bowling house that I'm going to stick in.
And that's because you have a love, not only do you have a love for trucks, you have a love for bowling.
Yeah, yeah. In the winter, you'll see me at a bowling alley.
So it's going to have a bowling alley bed in it, a bed from a bowling alley. And tell me about engine and transmission.
So it's got a 350 with an automatic transmission. The one that's in here, I don't believe is the original engine, but it still is a 350.
So really, really, it's going to be a nice truck. I mean, it's a nice truck as it sits right now. You can see it's a nicely restored truck, and Brandon's just going to take it a little level higher, getting rid of some rust and a new paint job and that type of thing. So, yeah, very, very, very nice. These are pretty readily available trucks. Did this one just, as you said, you bought it. Did it just happen to fall into place that this is the one you got?
Yeah, so I really wanted this color of truck. I really like this color green. And it was just weird. Jim Shoemaker, he happened to be going home from church in Wesley one day, and he saw the guy had it at the end of his driveway, and we went and talked to him and made a deal and brought it home.
So and now it's being restored, and we'll see it at some car shows. How long do you think it's going to take you to get this finished? I'm seeing quite a bit of work here. It looks like it's going to take a while.
Yeah, I think I'll have it completed this year, and you'll probably see it at some car shows next year.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to seeing it at some car shows, and I'll know all the work that went into it when I see it, when it's all shiny and beautiful.
All right, thanks, Al.
As we close out, I'm going to let you tell us what, again, the year the truck is and the model.
So I got a 1971 C20 pickup.
So there it is on this Car Chat. Brandon Oswald has been our guest this time around. It's been brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley. And stay tuned for more Classic Car Chats with Al.